With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Is the Keystone XL pipeline about to rise from the ashes? Reports circulating that President Trump wants to revive the U.S.-Canada pipeline. It was killed, along with tens of thousands of union jobs, by President Biden. A new choice to serve as America's top law enforcement officer.
President-elect Donald Trump named Pam Bondi, the former Attorney General of Florida, to be U.S. Attorney General just hours after his other choice, former Representative Matt Gaetz, withdrew his name. Bondi is a longtime Trump ally and was one of his lawyers during his first impeachment trial. Gaetz had been investigated by the Justice Department into sex trafficking allegations involving underage girls before being chosen last week to lead it. Gaetz, who has denied the allegations, said in a social media post that he had no time to waste in a needless political scuffle. Norman Hall, Washington.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray were no-shows at this week's Senate Homeland Security hearing. And Senator Josh Hawley is outraged, saying the two did not want to answer tough questions, including questions stemming from the murder of Lake and Riley. Also at SRNnews.com, the U.S. tightening the screws on Russia.
Nearly 3 years into Russia's war against Ukraine, the U.S. is slapping sanctions on Russia's third-largest bank. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said the sanctions would further diminish Moscow's military effort and will make it harder for the Kremlin to evade sanctions and fund and equip its military. And the White House said the U.S. remains committed to putting Ukraine in the strongest possible position. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Ukraine's parliament has canceled a meeting as security has stepped up after Russia deployed a new type of ballistic missile. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures 38 points higher. This is SRN News. A Swiss church uses artificial intelligence to simulate Jesus.
When parishioners of St. Peter's Chapel in Lucerne enter the confessional, they will be confronted by a hologram image of Christ, which says, "Peace be with you, brother," and then offers to answer questions. Some people are welcoming the new device. Others say they're creeped out by it. A church official says the AI program has been trained on scripture and theological texts taken from the internet. Some critics question the theological value of the experiment. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal court in New Hampshire is taking up the issue of transgenderism. The case concerns two high school boys, one who played soccer on the girls' team this fall, and the other who plans to join the girls' track team this winter. A federal judge ruled earlier this year that the teens can play on the girls' teams as they seek to overturn the Fairness in Women's Sports Act in New Hampshire. This is SRN News. Baseball's MVP winners should come as no surprise.
Shohei Ohtani and Aaron Judge have been voted baseball's top players for the 2024 season. The 30-year-old Ohtani won his third MVP award unanimously and his first in the National League in his inaugural season with the World Series winning Dodgers. Meanwhile, the 32-year-old Judge is taking home his second American League MVP award and is the first Yankees player to receive the award unanimously since Mickey Mantle in 1956. Ohtani had baseball's first 50-50 season, finishing with 54 home runs and 59 steals and 130 RBIs. Judge led the major leagues with 58 homers and 144 RBIs. I'm Gethin Coolbaugh.
Bitcoin topped a record $99,000 overnight as the cryptocurrency continues its spectacular post-election rally. Investors are banking on a more crypto-friendly administration under President Trump. More details at SRNnews.com.